Rabbi, so let's begin. For today, I want to discuss with you a short topic. This week is Parashas Parah. Parah, Adula, Simila, Parah is all about Tahira. One of the reasons why we learn Parashas Parah is before we come to Parashas Chodesh, Karban Pesach, we all must be in a state of Tahara. And to be in a state of Tahara, we are required to undergo the process of Parah Aduma. That's one of the basic reasons why we read the Shabbos before Parshas Chodesh, Parshas Parah. Now, as a tangent of the Indian of Tahara, I want to discuss with you a topic which is probably not ogeh anyone here except for Reb Meir. He's probably the only one. He's the only one secretly who does this, so everyone should, you know, have extra respect for him. I'm revealing his dark secrets. What's the topic? The topic is, are you allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos? So I have here a sefer. It's a very kosher sefer called Minog Avosenu Biyodeinu. No, it's not the one. No. There's a different sefer. Gedalia Oberlander. It's a very kosher sefer. He has three, I think there are three volumes. This is the latest volume. Came out about a couple of years ago. And it's just a collection of the first two volumes were based on the Mo'adim. He went through each of the Mo'adim and he selected different minhagim. And he was mefalpel, a very powerful, a very thorough analysis of some of the popular minhagim that we do. But in this sefer, he has just a collection of different minhagim. And one of the chapters deals with the issue of the minhag of going to mikvah Shabbos morning. Now, again, among us, I don't think it's an issue. Most of us over here don't go to the mikvah on Shabbos.
Only a problem for the guys have the view curly pants.
Wait.
Yeah.
Before we go into the problem of mikvah on Shabbos,
yes.
Let's deal with going. The people who go to mikvah every morning.
Every morning. So now that one, that's tefillah.
No, what I'm saying is from those people. Then
okay.
You lead on to...
Oh, in a chanami. But it's a different topic. There are people who go to mikvah every morning. There are definitely people who do that. Then there are people who go to mikvah only every Erev Shabbos. And there are people who go to mikvah only Erev Yom Tov. And there are people who go to mikvah only before Yom Kippur. And there are people who go to mikvah before Rosh Hashanah and before Yom Kippur. Everyone does what they've been trained to do, what they're accustomed to do.
Before you get married.
And a man before he gets married. Now, we're not discussing tefillas nashim. Okay, that is a different topic that we're not discussing at all. We're just discussing now the inyan of a man in Bizman Hazeh never has to go to mikvah min ha-toyra. There's no such thing. There's no reason why a man will need to go to mikvah Bizman Hazeh min ha-toyra. We don't eat kachim, we don't go to the Beis HaMikdash, so we don't need to go to mikvah. That's why mikvos that are built specifically for men are built with there are many kulois. They're not as strict as a mikvah that's used by women for tefillas nida. Tefillas nida is a din de'oraisa. That's all of the chumras of a mikvah. But a mikvah for men, it's just an inyan what we call tosefes tahara, an additional degree of purity. Now, I take a step back. There's also something called tefillas ezra. If a man is tameh, called from Kerry, so it used to be in the time of the Gemara, he was not allowed to learn Torah, he was not allowed to daven, he was not allowed to wear tefillin, unless he first went to the mikvah. This takana did not last that long. It was a gzera she'ein reiv hatzibur yecholim lamod bo. It was too difficult for men every time they had an emission to go to mikvah. So if it was accepted, right? If you're allowed to say Kriya Shema, if the question is you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema, so what should you do? A person did not yet go to mikvah, he should be maharer in Kriya Shema. So this was a very big issue time of the Gemara by the Tanoim and Amoraim. However, halacha l'mayis the bisman hazeh, according to all opinions, this meaning is bottle. It's bottle. We have no obligation bisman hazeh al pi halacha to go to mikvah for what we call tzvilas Ezra. However, there are many people that do. Are nizer as a chumrah, as a minhag. That's one reason why a person bizman hazeh would want to go to mikvah to fulfill what's called the takan of tevilas Ezra. And in fact, I heard Rav Pam, someone told me in Yeshiva and Taradas, that Rav Pam used to tell his talmidim that who are in kollel, that if you are learning full time in kollel, if you're in kollel, you should be nizer. He says, if you're already being meiser nefesh I'm assuming he's talking about people that were moisir nefesh to learn Torah. You should go to the extra effort to learn Torah b'tahara, even though there is no requirement for a person b'sman hazeh to go to mikvah. But a ben Torah, someone who's learning in kolel, it's a very proper thing that he should be nizir to some degree in tfilas Ezra. Someone else told me that he feels, heard from the Rav, he feels that if a person is a klei kodesh, if he's a bal kore, if he gives a shir, if he does something for the community as a tzarchei tzibur, he should feel obligated to some degree more than the average person to be nizir in tzvilas Ezra. What?
Sofer.
A sofer is mechuyv al pi halacha to go to mikvah for tzvilas Ezra, but before he writes a shem, before he writes Hashem's name. It's a very interesting point. That's an example where a man really does have a chuyv to go to mikvah before you write Hashem's name, tzvilas Ezra. That's a very good point.
That's why you have in Gemara Chagig also about learning Maisi Merkava, in Ein Darshan, about learning Maisi Merkava, Maisi Bereishis, that since they only after the Tanoim, the Mufas Tanoim, they didn't do it anymore because by the time Amoraim came around, it was impossible to maintain a state of Tara because everybody had Tumas Meis already. It was impossible to
so they couldn't Maisi Merkava.
Therefore, they had to stay away because you have to be B'shas.
Tar B'shas Meis. Okay, so that's one inyan. There's an inyan called Tzvilas Ezra. Then there's another reason why we go to mikvah, for tshuva. A person who is a Baal tshuva has to some degree an obligation, part of the tshuva process, to go to mikvah. That's the primary reason why we go to mikvah Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, we all together Baalei tshuva, and we have to go to mikvah as a part of the process of doing tshuva. You're supposed to dip three times. Erev Yom Kippur. Excuse me. Erev Yom Kippur. Kneged chotasi avisi pashati. Because it's part of the tshuva process. Okay, so let's put those two tefillos on the side. Let's put already three. We have a tefillo deraisa for a nida. We have a tzvila deraisa for eating kachim. You're in the Beis Hamikdash. We don't have that for men b'zman hazeh. Then there's a tzvila takon of tzvilas Ezra, which b'zman hazeh is not an obligation according to all opinions. It's only a hider. Are we mechuyev to do so? Not necessarily. B'nei Torah, or people that do communal service, some of them have taken upon themselves to be mahadir, to be nizer in this. Then there's something called going to mikvah for tshuva, about tshuva. A person does a very bit avera. He has to tshuva. Erev Yom Kippur, we all do that. Chotasi avisi pashati. And then there's another reason why people go to mikvah. None of the above. It's called toisefes kedusha. They want to elevate themselves to a higher spiritual level. Shabbos is coming. You want to feel that you're going to, or you want to do something to absorb the kedusha of Shabbos. These are mystical things which most people don't really understand what it's all about. So you go to mikvah. Going to mikvah somehow brings upon yourself, makes yourself susceptible for a tosefes kedusha. Okay, so some people enjoy this. They do it every erev Shabbos. They do it every erev Yom Tov. They do it even every day. Whatever, even though they're not tamei, it's not a matter of tefillas Ezra. It's tosefes kedusha. Okay, now that's the hagdama. Now there is even a higher level. And this comes from the Arizal. The Arizal says, just like every person can understand, that when you go into Shabbos, you come into a very holy day, and you should prepare yourself spiritually by going to the mikvah of Shabbos for the Kedusha of Shabbos. The Arizal says, you have to understand that the Kedusha that a person is given, or the potential for Kedusha that comes to a person by day, Shabbos day, is not comparable to the Kedusha that he experienced Friday night. And therefore, Shabbos morning requires a new immersion in the mikvah. This is our Arizal. It's a Arizal, word for word, and he holds it. A person's mechuyif, very powerful words. He actually quotes the words of the Arizal. A person mechuyif to go into the mikvah on Shabbos morning, because the kedush of Shabbos morning is not comparable to the kedush of Friday night, and it requires a new tzvila. Okay, this is the Arizal. Question is, there are certain Hasidim which certain opinions that hold that you have to be more nizer in going to mikvah Shabbos day than going to mikvah Erev Shabbos. And to give an example, to how far do you have to walk to go for Erev Shabbos? You only have to walk a mil, 1 mil, 3/4 of a mile. But to go to mikvah Shabbos morning, you mechuyev to travel even a greater distance, 3 mil. Okay.
Now,
he quotes the Arizal here. The three mil is the base Aaron. Laharav HaKodesh of Aaron Mikarlin. The Karlina Rebbe. Okay, three mil and one mil. Okay, now, what are the issues? What are the problems? Problem number one. Are you allowed to be Tovel Kalim on Shabbos? If you have a new... Oh, it's Osir. It's Referishu Gemara. It is forbidden to take a utensil, to put a utensil in the mikvah that you cannot use until now. Why? Tikkun Mona. It's like you're making a new utensil. Make Bepatish. Boine. Just like you're not allowed to build, you're not allowed to build a house, you're not allowed to create a new utensil. A utensil that's not usable because it has not yet been immersed in the mikvah and needs immersion, this is Tikkun Mona. It is categorically forbidden. So the Gemara asks the question, if that's the case, a person should not be allowed to go to the mikvah, a man may not be allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, because it's also tikkun mone. You are being misaking yourself. Until now you were defective, there was some form of contamination. Through the mikvah you have removed that form of contamination. Is it permitted or is it forbidden? So the Gemara says, shockingly, it's permitted. Why? Because it's not noticeable to the observer that you're trying to be misaking yourself. Anyone that's observing you take a dip in this tub thinks that you're just hot. You're hot or you're a little dirty, and you're going in for a dip to cool off. So the rule basically is, tikkun mone is not a real prohibition. Because the halach of boyin is only when you actually physically alter an object. When you spiritually refine or improve an object, that minat Torah is not called tikkun mone. It's just a chumrah. That chumrah is only enforced when it's obvious you're accomplishing something. But when it's not obvious, it's hidden, because an observer could assume that the reason why you're going to mikvah is for ulterior motives, to cool off on a hot summer day, or in the winter when you're muddy, you're dirty from the road or from the outside, you're going into a mikvah for health reasons, whatever it is, so it's not obvious, then we overlook the prohibition of tikkun mone, which is not a real prohibition, and it is permitted. Yeah.
So that's different than, let's say, taking maaser?
Yes, because well, taking my sir.
That's not changing the physical state either.
It is making it
more. It's tikkun mone, it's an abstract form of tikkun mone. Okay, let's put aside Maaser for the moment. I don't know the answer. Let's put aside Maaser for the moment. Maaser is also only Mutar Erev Shabbos. Ben Hashmosha, there are many conditions that have to be met to take off Maaser. But when it comes to going to Mikvah, the Gemara is the reason why it's not noticeable. So here we come in now. That's one issue. Now let me just throw out some of the issues and we'll put everything together very quickly. Another major issue. This is a Gemara. I'm going to maybe read the Gemara in a few moments. Are you allowed to take a bath on Shabbos? Are you allowed to bathe on Shabbos? Now, there are different types of bathing. There's bathing limb by limb, aver. Then there's bathing your entire body in one shot. And then there's bathing in cold water. And then there's bathing in lukewarm water. And there's bathing in hot water. All different types of bathing. Now, the Iker Hadin, according to the letter of the law, you are permitted to bathe your entire body in hot water. If you have a tub that's been preheated, before Shabbos, the Gemara explicitly says it's mutter. You're allowed to go into the tub, minat Torah, and you're allowed to bathe on Shabbos. Why is it also? So the Gemara explains a whole series of gezeros. Because if we allow you to go into a hot bath on Shabbos, you may come to heat up the water on Shabbos itself. And because of that chumrah, not only are you not allowed to do it, You're not allowed to. Basically, it's like there. You're not allowed to go into a hot tub on Shabbos because you may come to heat up the water on Shabbos, and you're not even going to a shvitz, into a sauna, because also there's a concern you may come to heat the water. But meikar hadin, the Gemara comes out lemaskana m'sach the Shabbos that you are allowed to dip your entire body in cold water. That is the dina de Gemara. Along comes the Maharil. And the Maharil says that Bizman Hazed, the Mishmur quotes the Maharil, we're makbid not to do even that. We're makbid not to dip your entire body even in cold water. So minat Torah, you're allowed to dip your entire body in hot water. The Gemara says it's osur because you may come to heat up the water on Shabbos. But cold water, the Gemara, it's a long Gemara, the Gemara goes all different steps, there's a gzera, all different parts of the steps of the Gzeir would happen. They went back and forth, but when everything was said and done, it was also it was mutter to dip your entire body in cold water. The Maril says it's now the custom not to dip your body even in cold water. Okay, now let's let's go back to the issue of going to the mikvah. What would be the problem for a man going to the mikvah on Shabbos? There are many problems. Number one, tikkun maneh. Going to the mikvah on Shabbos, you are being misakin yourself. What are you going to answer me? You'll say that it's not, the Gemara actually says it's not noticeable because someone will assume the reason why you're going for a dip is because you're hot or because you're filthy dirty. But that's not true anymore, bizman hazeh. Because bizman hazeh, in our day and age, no one, the custom is to follow the maril, and no one dips their entire body in a tub, not hot, not cold. So if someone sees someone going into a mikvah and goes for a dip, he's only going in for one reason. He's only going in to be misakin himself, to bring upon himself tahara. So it should be categorically forbidden, bizman hazeh. Although maybe according to the Arizal it would have been mutter, because the Arizal Lachari was dealing with a cold mikvah. And was dealing when it was still a custom, when it was still before the maril. What?
The Arizal was after the maril.
So good point. So maybe he didn't follow. Not everyone followed the Maril. Maybe he was not from that camp.
The Maril was
Svardi, Ashkenazi, right? The Maril was from Ashkenazi, and the Arizal was from Svard. So in Chanan, he didn't go without a shita. But for us, who do not bizman hazeh go into a tub of water to cleanse our entire body, it should be categorically forbidden to do so because it's tikkun maneh. So to the rescue comes many. Okay, many poskim and say the tremendous chiddush. Bizman hazeh, it's not tikkun maneh, because why are you going to the mikvah? Tosefes kedusha. The Arizal says this esoteric concept that the kedusha of Shabbos morning is not comparable to the kedusha of Friday night, and therefore you need to go to the mikvah Shabbos morning. That's not something that's tangible. That's not tikkun maneh. You're playing,
or even comprehensible.
It's not comprehensible. That in halacha is not called tikkun maneh, and that therefore there is no issue. Now you'll say, what? Let's say, for example, a person is a balkari. Okay, he's going to be the balkari, and he is a balkari, and he wants to go to the mikvah for tzvilas Ezra. So for him, it should be a real problem then, because tzvilas Ezra luchayr is a real takana. Person that's tamei, tzvilas Ezra, he's a balkari. There's real tumah. There's tzvilas Ezra. So he also the mafarshim say, tzvilas Ezra bizman hazeh is batal. It may have been enforced in time of the Gemara. You're not allowed to recite Kriyashma. You're not allowed to learn. But halacha lemaisa, tzvilas Ezra is not a halacha. It's a chumrah, which is a significant chumrah. It's a significant minig, but it's still not called halacha. So even to say that you're misaking yourself for tzvilas Ezra is also not a problem. It's also not called tikkun gavra, and therefore you're not doing anything. What are you doing? You're going into dip. The only reason why the Gemara said it would be forbidden to go to mikvah is because you're misaking money. Bizman hazeh, there is no tikkun money. We're not going to eat kotshe. We're not going to the Beis HaMikdash. Tfilas Ezra is batal. Tosefes Kedusha is certainly nothing that's significant, and certainly not an issue, and certainly would be permitted. So what's the only issue then? The violation of the law of the Maril, that you're not allowed to dip your entire body in a cold body of water. Although in Medina the Gemara, you're allowed to go bathe in cold water, but the Maril says you're not allowed to do so. So why then is it mutter? So it's a problem. It's a real problem. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't do it. The Mishnah Berurah says that in their halacha, a person should not go to mikvah. And the reason why the Maril, you have to step back, the reason why the Maril says that a person bizman hazeh should not go to even in cold water is because we're afraid you'll come to squeeze your hair. Schita. Person has hair who has a beard and there's a collection of water, you'll come, that's not a schita deraisa, it's schita midrabanan, it's not permitted. Certainly it's problematic if you're going to a mikvah on a beach or on an open area where the beach is a caramelous, and when you come out of the water you're dripping wet and there's tangible liquid on your body, and then you walk Dalet Amos, you're traveling, you're carrying water with you more than Dalet Amos in a caramelous. Or let's say you go to a filthy dirty mikvah and there are kismin. It seems like the mikvahs in ancient times were not too clean, and there was filth on top, slime or straw. So you have to go and separate the straw. It's muksa. Also, if you're going to go for a swim, you're not allowed to go swimming on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. So the Maril says there are many problems going to a cold mikvah, going to a cold body of water. Muksa, schita, b'gmavid al ramas b'rishus rabim. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, although there is no problem, b'zman hazef tikun maneh, these are all esoteric things, but since we do have the maril, and going into a mikvah is called bathing, it is still called bathing, so you should not do so. So the Mishnah Berurah says, don't follow the Arizal, don't go into the mikvah Shabbos morning, not like the Hasidim. Problem is, he has your source, an aid ria, is a person that saw the Chofetz Chaim himself go to mikvah Shabbos morning. Aid ria testifies he snuck up, he used to go and follow around the Chofetz Chaim, and he has exactly what he did, and he used to say a nusach. He had a tefillah before he went into the mikvah. He said a tefillah, and he would look around and make sure no one's seeing him, and he would go into the mikvah. So it's a pella that the Mishnah Berurah would write.
You believe that there was such a guy.
So okay, if you believe it, so it's a pella that it could be such a thing. Where the Chofetz Chaim says, the Chofetz Chaim, this itself is a topic in and of itself. And the Chofetz Chaim says you should not do it, and he himself did it. Now it's not the first contradiction, because we know the Chofetz Chaim says you should make two brachas on tefillin. And al mitzvah, the Chofetz Chaim only made one bracha. Only made one bracha on Tefillin. So it's not such a kash, because the Chofetz Chaim, he used to say himself that why Mishnah Berurah is for Yisoymin. If you have a tradition from your father, follow your father's tradition. If you don't have a tradition, then I'm telling you what the halacha should be, and this the halacha. So it would be interesting if the Chofetz Chaim did not follow his own advice if this story indeed is true. The Gra says you should not go to the mikvah. Because the Gros says you have to follow the Maril. B'zman hazeh, it's aser. The accepted custom is bathing is aser. You should not go to the mikvah. Now, just as the historical note, he has very some fascinating stories. This was one of the. In the ancient times, still today true to some degree, but there was a lot of friction, infinitely more friction in ancient times between the Hasidim and the Misnagdim. They did not get along. The Hasidim and Misnagdim did not get along. There were major wars between the two camps of Yadis. One of the areas where it expressed itself was in this issue of going to mikvah Shabbos morning. Because, why? Because the communities could not afford to have multiple mikvos. And the mikvos were shared by the Litvaks, by the Misnagdim and the Hasidim. So because it was shared, it was joint control. And many times the Gabbai was a Misnagit. And they locked up the mikvah for Shabbos. And the Hasidim wanted to use the mikvah Shabbos morning. And this was an area. Okay, it's one thing, you know, you don't get along. So just keep your distance. Okay, we don't get along. We don't see eye to eye many issues. So just, you know, you do your thing, I'll do my thing, and we'll just stay away from each other. But when the conflict breaks out is when you come into a situation where you have to come together. You have to come together, and then there are conflicts. This was a very very popular. This was unfortunately very prominent. Machloikis, there were always fights, major fights going on between the Rabbanim, the Hasidisha on Shabbos morning about opening the mikvah, heating the mikvah, and the Misnagdim would lock the mikvah, and the Hasidim would break down the doors.
Look at it historically. The mikvahs that were there were before the Hasidim were there.
Not all of them. There were some new, some old. It's a long period of time. We're dealing with 400 years. We're dealing over here with a long period of time. Different communities.
They didn't have separate mikvahs for men and for women. They used the same mikvah.
Did they?
Yeah, of course they did. They couldn't afford that.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah.
What happened was that before they were Hasidim, there was this. The rabbi of the city was that.
Okay, let's put that aside. You're right. It's just. I just want to point this out. It was a very big issue. So we have over here the Gra. The Gra says not to go. The Chofetz Chaim says not to go. And we have to remember what are the issues. Tikkun Maneh. There's no Tikkun Maneh. The problem now is. is rechitza. Is going to mikvah rechitza? Many poskim say it is rechitza. Mikvah, didn't allow to go to a cold mikvah? Yes, you are. What's the problem? The marwil. Marwil is only from the Ashkenazim except the marwil. What's the issue? The issue is schita of the marwil really is complex because the marwil is discussing that it says there are multiple problems. Being mavid al ramis, which is a rabbim, there's schita and there's muksa, but a lot of these issues are not a problem when it comes to a regular mikvah. Because a regular mikvah, there's no our mikvah, even the time going back when these questions were presented, there was no muksa shah. The mikvahs were clean and there was no problem going swimming because you're in a small little cell and there's no problem being mamid al ramis and problem of schita. So someone wants to say that the marwil was discussing noshim because women are very makbid on their yofi, on their beauty, gesundheit, and women typically have hair. Men don't have that much hair. Women have hair. When the marwil said what the marwil when he said there's a problem of schita, he was discussing women. They're very makbid, their hair should be just right and they have hair, so they're the schita. A man really cares about his hair so much that he's going to squeeze his hair. Is it really such an issue? So many people want to dismiss, they want to say that the marwil would not be makbid when it comes to going to, he didn't discuss mikvah, it's not such an issue, would not be makbid, there's no problem of rechitza. Now to add to the heterim, there are many that want to suggest that going to mikvah is not called rechitza. Mikar hadin, you're allowed to bathe, to wash your skin in hot water. It was a gezera. The gezera was only for rechitza, bathing. Going to a spiritual mikvah, you're going to a mikvah, you're not going to bathe, you're going to be toivel, to purify yourself. The gezera in the Gemara was said for going to a mikvah? Who says? There's a whole school of thought that the takon of the Gemara was never said for going to mikvah. Another heter says, "Beferish in the mechaber that if a person is a mitztayer, if you are in pain, a person is a choli a mitztayer, then it was the takon was never enacted. It's not just a shot that it's mutter. It's not a heter. It's not a heter. The takon was only made for people, healthy people, people that are begeder mitztayer. It was never takon made. So someone suggests that a person that's a spiritual person and it means a lot to him to go to mikvah, especially if it's a way of showing up the mitznayim. So." It means something to you. You are mitztayer. There was never a takana. You're allowed to go. So there are many. The Maril never said this because the only issue was schita, not to be so machmir. It's mitztayer, and the kana was never made men going to mikvah. So therefore, there are many had time to go into a cold mikvah. So if you really want to, you want to go to a cold mikvah, there are many things. Now, what about going to a lukewarm mikvah and going to a hot mikvah? That's much more problematic. So, however, the minhag olam is that among the chassidim is no problem. The minhag olam is they say the same heterim. It's mitztaher, and the takana was never made for rechitza. It was never made for going to a tefilas mikvah, and schita is not an issue. So they really push the bar very, very far, and they even go to be matur going into a hot mikvah. Okay, now there are some. Now let me just point out there are some very big issues, though. Even the people that do go to mikvah on Shabbos morning, you're not allowed to sit around in the mikvah. You're not allowed because once you're only allowed to go for tahara. Some people they go to the mikvah, they sit there for a long. I don't know what they're doing in there. They sit there for a very long time in the mikvah. I don't know what they're doing in there, but they're not. You have to go in for the shortest amount of time possible. And now comes another very big issue, and that is taking a shower before you go to mikvah and after. So halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh, today it's really people who go often, go, let's say people don't know, rookies who only come every Yom Kippur. You can right away spot a rookie every Yom Kippur. Mm-hmm. He only comes once a year, twice a year. They're not accustomed to going to mikvah. Okay, they don't know the protocol. But people who go to a mikveh every day or go to a mikveh every Erev Shabbos, it's not unheard of today a person would not take a shower before he goes to mikveh. That's the way it is. Okay, people, they take a shower, it's accepted. You take a shower before you have the chutzpah to go, before you go into mikveh. You're not going to go into the mikveh and make the mikveh dirty, even though the mikvehs there are very clean. There's chlorine and they're filtering, they have a lot of good stuff in there. But people first take a shower. What about Shabbos? Shabbos, you're going to come to the mikveh, you want to go to the mikveh, you'll sweat it up from Friday night, whatever you are. So it's not really their cheretz to go into the mikveh, at least in our standards. So it's you can't. You cannot take a. You cannot take a hot shower. For sure, you can't take. That's totally off the charts. What about taking a cold shower? It's also problematic. It's also not the maril. The maril says you're not allowed to bathe. Okay, you're going to mikvah. Maybe you're going to be matir. But taking a cold shower, that you're allowed to do to go to the purpose of mikvah, that's a very big problem. And what about when you come out of mikvah? When you come out of mikvah, so first there's a whole issue of if it's the right thing to do when you come out of the mikvah to take a shower. But let's say you do take a shower, so you want to cleanse yourself from the chlorine or from any dirt that may be in the mikvah. It's also a very big problem. So,
see them go to mikvah. Never take a shower after the mikvah because the kedusha of the mikvah.
That's a very big machlekes. First of all, even today, Hasidim today, health, right, safety first.
Today, but
safety first.
Right, but the Hasidim,
hepatitis, there's a lot of terrible things going on.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, fine. He's taking risks. He's taking health risks. It's not so pashut. Okay, and I know. There's a kedusha, the water, you won't get absorbed. So all these other things, but these are other issues which have come are problems. Okay, it's a very interesting topic. It's a very big disagreement between the Misnagdim and the Chassidim. The Gra and the Mishneh Berurah shouldn't go. There's no excuse to go to the mikvah, but the Chassidim go. You have a very big opinion where it's very popular is on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah the Baal Tokea. Many Bali Tekiah, they go before Tekiah Shofar, they go to mikvah. But that's only true according to if you follow the Eda of the Hasidim. But if you want to go, a strict Litvak will not go to mikvah on Rosh Hashanah. No, it's not right. And one time no one goes, same thing, Yom Tov, the same exact issues. The only time everyone agrees that you don't go to mikvah, even Hasidim, Chok V'lo Yavar, is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you don't go to mikvah. Because Yom Kippur, even though you all had term that it's called rechitza, Yom Kippur is also rechitza. So because there's a chumrah, it's also rechitza, Tisha B'Av to also rechitza. So that is a time when no one goes to mikvah. Now, I don't know the halachs, but Nashim is very complicated. Nashim, you have a real problem with tikkun money, by an isha going to mikvah. So it's not so posh. There are different, I don't know the halachas. But it appears from a quick glance of going through some of these things here, they're chalukah deis with regard to these matters by Nashim. All different types of situations, sometimes they're complicated issues, fertility issues and all different things, when they have to go. So there are...
Women, it's more difficult because they have to be clean. No chatzitzes.
Okay, but put that aside, right, they have to do that before Shabbos, but there are very complicated halachic issues when it comes to Nashim, and the certain, all the mikvos have to accommodate, all the community mikvos have to accommodate, sometimes like fertility issues. So women have treatments, certain different things, and everything has to be on the mamash, on the perfect schedule. So there are very complicated issues. There's child tikkun mana and there's rechitza. Women are much more sensitive. They need to take a bath before and so on and so forth. All of these things are dealt with by the poskim, but it's just a very fascinating topic, especially when it brings that big machlokes between the Misnagdim and especially when the Gra, he takes a strong lead in this issue. The Gra, we all know the Gra was very much Misnagdim against the Hasidim, and he holds that it's awesome. The Hasidim, it's mamash, yohori val yaver, not to miss out. Go to mikvah Shabbos morning. The Ari was
before the Hasidim.
Well, he's a Sephardi. The Ari is not from that whole mahalach. Okay.
Before the Gram.
Okay. Okay.
There's no issue on drying.
Towels. No. Towels not a problem.
Squeeze.
You're not going to squeeze. They talk about the towels. You're not going to squeeze the towels. If you have a lot of water.